It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Original.
Thanks for listening to Main Accounts, the story of MySpace. Bonus episode here. When we first reached out to Jason Scott, the digital archivist featured in episode 5, we knew he'd have a lot to say about the MySpace data loss. It turns out Jason has a lot more to say about MySpace. He has a story, which is actually known in certain corners as the Jason Scott MySpace story.
There will be a segment of people who will be furious if they find out you interviewed Jason Scott and you don't know the MySpace story. Do you know the Jason Scott MySpace story?
Oh, no. I'm sorry I didn't Google
it. No. That's fine. But I'm doing this for you.
Okay,
thank you so much. I'm going to give you this story because they're going to go, you talked to Jason Scott and you didn't talk about blank. And that will be, and again, I'm not telling you this story because I'm like, this needs to go in.
Got it.
I'm telling you this story because otherwise people will literally.
It's a funny and illustrative example of how images worked on the social network and something known as hot linking. I'll let Jason take it from here.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. All right. So I run a site called textfiles.com, and textfiles.com is a collection of bulletin board system era files, items from the 1980s when people would write lots of things in text and transfer them by modem. And I was very worried in the 1990s that with this brand new internet, everything was going to disappear of the bulletin board system era. So I gathered up everything I had collected, registered the name textfiles.com, and I put it up. And it was very popular for the time, hundreds of thousands of people a month. People just loved having that old history. Some of them, it was personal history, and for others, it was like weird views of what the world was like. And so over time, though, I discovered that it was really a job that was never going to end because there were other aspects. There were things like old demo scene artworks, beautfully drawn pictures, beautifully created music using very old music formats that would be like MIDI. And so I started to make more and more and more sites associated with textfiles.com, artscene.textfiles.com, and even pdf.textfiles.com for documents about that time. So here I was, minding my own business with a nice site that I ran, no ads, as my own little place. And one day, I noticed that my bandwidth was being used. Like a lot. Like, wow, it's like 100 times more than it used to be. It keeps going, in fact. And I run some of my log analyzers and I go, it's one image. It's just one image. And it's of a Grim Reaper. And it's from this piece of art, you know, that was part of some art scene creation. It was nice. It's beautiful. But it was being accessed like literally hundreds of thousands of times an hour. And I couldn't figure it out. So I started to do some research and I discovered it was on MySpace. And there was a MySpace theme, you know, because you could order a MySpace theme so that it would be this color text and this graphic background and so on. So people could make themes. And there was a theme that was really, really popular with people. And it hotlinked to my Grim Reaper. Now, I don't know what to do. And I hadn't paid too much attention to MySpace. And that was when I found out to my horror that there was no buffering going on. So every time you read a new message, every time you clicked on a link and that was in the background, it would load it for me again. Over and over and over and over and over. So it's not a financial lien because of the way I had things set up, but it was definitely a bandwidth lien. It was definitely like, my God, what are they doing to me? So I replaced the image. And I replaced the image with Goetze, with this horrifying image that at the time was, it was unsure where it had come from. It was a bizarre photo of somebody pulling apart the cheeks of their own buttocks at the camera. And it was a shock image. And I wrote at the bottom, I added text to it and said, hey, MySpace, look what you did to my ass. Please stop. And then chaos erupted on MySpace. So it's going everywhere. Nobody knows how to get rid of it. You can see posts from people saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix the problem. Oh my God, just this shock. And I watched it get grabbed hundreds of thousands of times. But now I was the master. I was in control. Until finally, the company that was selling the theme of the Grim Reaper, they were charging people, contacted me, telling me I needed to change it because it was ruining their product. And I went, no. And I left it up there forever. And at the time, I thought, there's actually some consequences to this. Like this interlinking internet, this idealistic way of putting things together. And I wrote a blog post called Freedom, Justice, and a Disturbingly Gaping Ass back in the early 2000s. That is one of my most popular essays about the pros and cons of an interlinked world that lives with bad actors. And from then on, I promise you, because no matter what I've accomplished, 3 documentaries, working for the Internet Archive, doing presentations and speeches and archive team, and all of these things I've done, somebody, somewhere deep in the comments, will mention MySpace. And there's nothing I can do about it. And it's going to be on my grave when I die.
That's so anyway, incredible.
that's the Jason Scott MySpace story.
Okay, that is definitely a MySpace story.
Thanks for listening to Main Accounts, the story of MySpace, an iHeart original podcast. Main Accounts, the story of MySpace, is written and hosted by me, Joanne McNeil. Editing and sound design by Mike Coscarelli and Mary Dew. Original music by Elise McCoy. Mixing and mastering by Josh Fisher. Research and fact-checking by Austin Thompson, Jocelyn Sears, and Marissa Brown. Show logo by Lucy Quintanilla. Special thanks to Ryan Murdoch, Grace Buse, and Bahid Frazier. Our associate producer is Lauren Phillip. Our senior producer is Mike Coscarelli. And our executive producer is Jason English. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Sadly, my MySpace page is no longer around, but you can find me on Twitter at Joe Mick. Let us hear your MySpace story. And check out my book, Lurking. Main Accounts, The Story of MySpace, is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.